بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his favors and we thank him for once again affording us the opportunity to be here and present for the first of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Tonight is the 21st night. We've fasted the 20th day. And Alhamdulillah, we've managed to complete the 25th juz of the Holy Quran. There are five to go. And we don't know if we should be happy or sad. But as the verses are passing us by and we're hearing them and going further nearer to the end, the atmosphere and the feeling and the themes of the ayat are of a different nature, as if it's truly a build-up for what's to come. May the ultimate gift at the end of the khatm be that we become deserving of Allah's mercy, we become deserving of acceptance from Him, and we become deserving of His pardon. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu anha, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do in wafaqtu laylatul qadri? If I happen to find myself busy and able and present in the night of destiny, the night of power. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, if you think you are in that night, you find yourself in that space, then say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. And if we make it in plural, فَعْفُ عَنَّا. Oh Allah, إِنَّكَ عَفُونَ. Oh Allah, you are most pardoning. All pardoning. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. You love pardoning. You love to pardon, Ya Allah. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. So pardon me. Beautiful prayer that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught as Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through lots. And the lesson we learn in his life, the only way I can become deserving of mercy is if I offer mercy. The only way I can feel eligible to ask for pardon is if I pardon people. I cannot request from Allah, but I don't give. Now, when I say Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, it must be true from my heart, true from my being, that I'm offering you peace. I'm giving. And only if I truly offer peace, can I expect peace and peaceful interactions from others. As-salamatu la ya'diluha shay. Peace, there's nothing that can be compared to peace. We want, but we must give. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aslim tuslam. Offer peace and you will receive peace. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whosoever does not show mercy will not receive mercy. The lesson is this now as a build-up. If there's anyone that we have anything against or anything for or with, try our best. Of the most important thing that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, which was against their nafs and which was training them to subdue their nafs and to be better people, is what? أَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Do good to those who have treated you badly. It's easy to be kind and good to someone who's good to you. Easy. But being good to someone who treated you badly, that's tricky. Rather, even if I know in my heart of hearts, oh, wit moet soms, ik is recht man. Ik ga die aangie nie man. Hij moet eerst aangie, of zij moet eerst aangie. But be the better person. Be the stronger person. Be the more humble person and Allah will elevate you. Try, it's difficult now. If I can't say it because a meeting is not possible or a meeting is uncomfortable, steer my boodskappels. Steer WhatsApp, say. Or scrape a briefie. Something. With your signature die, like a serious, before this period comes in, because I want Allah to pardon me there, I must try to make right. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all that happened in Makkah, at the end, when he faced them again, he said, "Antum al-tulaqa, you all are set free." Something came this evening that I thought I would share. So profound verses. Verses that we are familiar with. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ Allah, there's nothing that can be compared to Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ Nothing can be compared to Him, but He's the all-hearing and all-seeing. نَعْمُ فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The originator of the heavens and the earth, etc., etc. He expands sustenance, He may constrict it. اللَّهُ لَطِيفٌ بِعِبَادِهِ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ Our forefathers love that. And look at that. They could have become hard and harsh people in the slavery that they came through with. Or the slavery that brought them here. نعم. But they recited these verses here. Allahu latifun bi'ibadi. Allah is most compassionate with His servants. Compassionate with His servants. Kind to His servants. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَانَ He sustains whomsoever He wills. But this verse is unique. Allah doesn't speak about sustenance. Allah speaks, or the verse speaks about Allah being compassionate. He sustains whomsoever He wills. Sustenance is not only material things. Sustenance is also knowledge. Sustenance is also to hidayah. Sustenance is also love. Nabi Muhammad SAW said regarding Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, he said, Inni ruziqtu hubbaha. I received her love as part of my rizq. It sustained me, her love. Profound verses. But we come to a chapter there. Zukhruf through Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawm. We want to be of those worthy recipients of Allah addressing us on that day as His servants. It's the most honorable thing to be a servant of Allah. Now, because when you're a servant of Him, then you are free from this dunya and your own nafs and everyone else. It's the most honorable state to be an Abdullah. And imagine Him addressing us, Ameen, us all here together, our loved ones and our families and friends, Ameen. Our teachers and our students and our colleagues and our neighbors, Ameen. Ya ibadi, oh my servants, la khawfun alaykum al-yawm. There's no fear upon you today. You have no cause to fear. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ Neither do you have any cause or reason to grieve. You are of those who believed in our signs and you offered peace. اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ أَنْتُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ We, at marriage ceremonies, as you've seen in the movies, but سَيْرَ دَعْنِ كَيْكَجِي Until death do us partner, a believer doesn't believe in that. We want to be of those who are together in the Akhirah too. Now, ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم into paradise now, you and your spouses. But then we come to Surah Al-Dukhan, and this is what my heart and mind, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah some gifts in between. He used to pardon them who did wrong to him in Makkah. He didn't hate for and he prayed for them, made dua for them, even in the battlefield, like we said the last time. Now, and yeah, they used to say, Mu'allam, he's taught, man. They used to say, Majnoon, he's crazy. They called him names, even though he had an honored space amongst them before Islam. But then, in that same surah where Allah speaks about them saying, Mu'allam, Majnoon, Allah mentions previous nations. And then Allah says something, Tubba. Tubba appears, it's going to appear again, I think, 2 nights from now in 27. Tubba. أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قَوْمُ تُبَّعُ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And there's a beautiful story that, or narrative, that Ibn Ishaq, historian and other historians document. Tubba' was the name of a king, or a title of a king, or the kings of Yemen. You with me? Whoa, and there's a whole history of the generations of kings. And the Tubba' at a particular time, his name was As'ad. Right? And he wanted to expand his empire. And he came to the region of Yathrib, that later became Medina. And he wanted to take over there. And he wanted to impress upon the people his space and his authority. And our books of history say that two of the people of the book, knowledgeable people, who had scripture, Habran, they came and said, we have come knowing or hearing of your intention, we've come to warn you that if you were to set foot with that bad intention here in this place, then you have to see to yourself with the greatest concern. Anything might happen to you. And they said, he then asked them, what do you mean? They said, based on our scriptures, we are people of the book. We've received this from our predecessors and prophets of Allah, of the Creator. From our scriptures, it states here, all the signs are indicating to this place that this is going to be the migration place of the final prophet. Yathrib, Medina. So he opened his ears and his mind, and later his heart was open to what they advised. Two things we know about this man. Well, Waji, two things. He wrote a letter. Because he heard, they said, the praised one, Ahmad is the praised one. Now, most praised, Ahmad. He wrote a letter and he asked for a responsible family of Yathrib. Knowledgeable family of Yathrib, loyal family. If the Prophet, the final Prophet, were to appear in their time, if they could please pass this letter unto the Prophet. And if he does not appear in their time, they must pass it on to their offspring. And so on until it's passed on to what? Unto the Prophet. That's the one thing we know. The other thing is, he asked them now, what should I do now? They said, there's a house, a hallowed space, the most hallowed and sacred space on earth, not far from here. If you travel there, you sacrifice there for the Creator, for Allah, and you try to do something worthy of the place. So he is known for, they refer to him as the first person who made a clit, like a covering for the Kaaba. Because he went there and he did that. And he's also known as the first to have believed in Rasulullah long before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was even born. Whoa, but that's not the end of the story. The end of the narrative. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart is the issue here. He opened his heart up to these people. And even though in the 13 years of the Meccan period of Islam, it was trial after trial. And there was abuse. There were even deaths. There was a boycott. And then ultimately Makkah he loved, but at the end he had to leave. Difficult for him. You know what Allah granted him as a gift? Your own people don't want to believe in you. What happened when he entered Medina? Okay, the people received him with open arms. Yes, tala al-badru alayna. And he had a camel. He was on his camel. And everyone was inviting him left, right, and center. And he said, no, this camel is ma'mur. It's commanded by Allah. Wherever it stops, I will get off. It got off in front of the house of who? Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. His name was Zayd. He had a son who passed on. Ayyub was the boy's name. So he was known as Abu Ayyub. Guess who Abu Ayyub al-Ansari was? Huh? A descendant of the descendants of the descendants of that person who Tubba gave that letter to. And when the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam settled down there, he was able to hand this over to him. Can you imagine what that must have done for the heart and the mind and the spirit of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They have something noted. It's about 3-4 verses, but the first verse is clear. Shahidtu ala Ahmad annahu rasulun min Allah bari nasami. فَلَوْ مَدَّ عُمْرِي لِعُمْرِهِ أَوْ فَلَوْ مُدَّ عُمْرِي لِعُمْرِهِ لَكُنْتُ نَصِيرًا لَهُ وَابْنُ عَمِّي. Now, he says, I testify and I place my testimony on Ahmad that I believe he is a messenger of Allah, the creator of all of creation. And if my life were to be extended until his life, I would be his first aid. I would be first by his side. I would be his first support. And you could consider me family. وَابْنُ عَمِّي. Profound, eh? Nah. But it's a profound gift. Allah does things in different ways. That man had it entered there. They didn't tell him that. Then that wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have written this thing. But all in Allah's divine plan. We do not know what's around the corner. But we have to do what's best in our space. If he, imagine he had to retaliate. He never ever avenged himself. But imagine someone did something to him and he retaliated immediately. It would end there. There would be other repercussions. But he handed things over to Allah. They don't understand what they're doing. It would be better, so I'm going to show better. I know better, so I should show better. And that's the whole idea behind Ramadan. Training the self. Not to be on our page, but to be in control. Or try to be more in control. The idea is here from tonight. When we make this dua, may Allah save us from any animosity and negativity and open our hearts. Because we all have issues. There's no person, and Imam Shafi'i, I said, there's no person except that these people don't like him, people dislike him. It's going to happen. People are different. Nah. But I have no control over what they choose to do. But I do have some level of control over how I choose to respond. Nah. If I want pardon from Allah, I must pardon. If I want forgiveness, I must overlook and forgive. If I want mercy, I must show mercy. May Allah make us of those who witness Laylatul Qadr. May Allah make us of those who are worthy of the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is khayrun min alfi shahr. That night of destiny and power is better than, not equal to, better than 1,000 months. That alone, wama adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, who can really give you an understanding of what this night of power is like? If we really knew, we would go all out to search for this night, to seek for this night. We cannot understand and fathom its enormity and the gift that it is for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A gift for this ummah. May Allah grant us tawfiq to stand up and do what we must when we require to. Ameen, Rabbi. I mean, and there's a request. Can it be there? A person gave me a note, and I forwarded to oblige you. We make dua for all our sick and all our deceased and all those in difficulty, and for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And last but not least, the future programs after tonight won't be so late, but tonight we have guests and they have a particular modus operandi, particular way of doing things, and they will be here inshallah from 11 p.m. 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. Khudam al-Islam Nasheed group and the youth for Al-Quds. Yes, the youth for Al-Quds. They have some guests from Gaza as well that they will be bringing with them. It will be giving us some presentation, and then we end with, we'll have some adhkar and salah. It's from 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. inshallah. And thereafter we'll announce as per the i'tikaf program. The people have started the i'tikaf. Definitely, and we will announce, inshallah, what we will be offering as per the i'tikaf in the evenings where salah is concerned. But there's a special request that we make dua for Auntie Zaida Asma, who's always here. It's her birthday tomorrow. May Allah increase her health and strength, increase her iman and taqwa, and that Allah grants her the tawfiq to always be in His obedience. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. And the same for all those who sincerely say, Ameen. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا وباسمك الأعظم أن توفقنا جميعا لما تحبه وترضاه يا رب العالمين. نسألك يا الله أن تطول عمر سيدة زايدة في طاعتك. اللهم بارك لها في رزقها ويسر لها في جميع أمورها في الدنيا والآخرة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يا ذا المن ولا يمن عليه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. زدها وإيانا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم وفقنا حتى نقوم ليلة القدر. اللهم وفقنا حتى نكون في طاعتك ليلة القدر يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المحظوظين في ليلة القدر يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستورين موفقين مطيعين لك ولرسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واختم لنا منك بخير أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لك يا رب العالمين.